or find us at coalplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Quiet, please. In exactly 15 seconds, we'll be on the air.
When you think of all the places you go and all the things you now do by radio, you can, in a matter of moments, travel to foreign capitals to learn what's happening to individuals or whole nations at a time. But if you want to go places fast, take radio along.
In just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Ooh.
DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio.
I think I heard of that. It's called the radio.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's six.
Stand by for news.
News. I'm Lillian Wu. Governments around the world rushing relief to try and blunt the damage from coronavirus lockdowns. President Trump signing Washington's first package into law after the Senate approved it. That includes free testing for COVID-19 and paid emergency leave.
Capitol Hill is bracing as Representatives Mario Diaz-Balart of Florida and Ben McAdams of Utah become the first two lawmakers to test positive. Now, one is a Republican, the other a Democrat. A stark reminder this deadly virus cares little who its victims are. Both are doing okay in self-quarantining.
Fox's Griff Jenkins and disgraced Hollywood mogul Harvey Weinstein serving a sentence for sex assault and rape gets moved from Rikers Island in New York.
Weinstein, who turned 68 years old today, was taken to the Wendy Correctional Facility near Buffalo. It's a maximum security prison about 6 hours from Manhattan.
Fox's Sue Guzman. America's listening to Fox News.
Spring, I think I love you. Yeah, I want you more and more. Warm days and cool nights. I love you. Finally, spring.
Is here, and so is Rich Thomas.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Caravita Village. Mom and Dad can find their happy place in senior living. Let them show you what makes Caravita Village so special.
I see it's a little misty outside. The Troy Airport reporting quarter mile visibility. Yesterday, you know, we had a little peak around 7 a.m., then things got better by about 8. We'll see how that plays out. Hey, welcome to spring. Actually, it doesn't really begin till 10:50 p.m. tonight, but you know, this is the first day of spring. If you've got a calendar, remember what calendars look like? Very warm today with a high in the mid-80s. We were at 84 yesterday. I think we'll be around 85 today. The record is 88, and that looks safe. More clouds than the sun. A little breezy by this afternoon. Dry tonight, low 65. Tomorrow, high temperature up to about 84 on Friday. Risk of showers and thunderstorms Friday afternoon, but a better chance Friday evening and Friday night. Ending Saturday morning. Cooler Saturday. I mean, 72 is a big difference from 85, right? We're in Sunday only in the 60s, more rain by Sunday afternoon. The pollen count, which is still stupid high today and tomorrow, will be a little better by Sunday and Monday in the medium range. Yeah, good. Right now this morning, cloudy skies, calm winds, 65. The time is 6:08.
You seem happy.
Why wouldn't I be happy?
I don't know.
That was a beautiful morning.
Sun is shining, birds are singing.
There's a spring in my slippers.
You know why I'm happy?
The first day of spring.
Spring, of course.
Huh? You know, spring.
And let's not forget
pollen.
The pollen?
You know, there's a lot of pollen in the air this time of year.
That's right.
Yeah.
A lot of pollen.
Okay, blow your nose.
Because it's showtime.
It's a pollening, isn't it? Hey, I wanted to ask you, how's your car doing?
You know, I hope to get it back tomorrow. You know, here at News Talk, we support our advertisers to the nth degree.
Yes.
Not that I ran into a telephone pole just to give business to Montgomery Paint and Body, but it did happen, you know, a couple weeks ago. So I hope to get it back tomorrow. But all along the line here, Montgomery Paint and Body, Brandon, who is taking care of this, Brandon Turner, has been giving me unsolicited phone calls and updating me. For instance, you know, Wednesday was the paint day. Yesterday was the, they started testing it, and then they might have to go in and do some alignment. And then tomorrow, they'll make all the final adjustments and then hand the keys over to me. I've been a customer for over 30 years. Hopefully, Brandon, if you're listening, I won't be a customer again for a while. But it will be great to get my car back because I know when you hand over the keys, it's going to be meticulously handled, and it's also going to be detailed. Montgomery Paint and Body, 27 Wreck with a W. And by the way, that's easy to remember when you have a wreck. 27 Wreck with a W. They're located off the Eastern Boulevard on East Shirley Lane. And go by and see them, and check out. Maybe they'll let you in the back, and you can see what my car looked like as it, when it's fixed. They will fix your car as good as new and maybe better.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say?
shut up. I think at times like this, we learn how to prioritize what's important.
Right, right.
So it is my unfortunate duty to bring you the news that the Friends reunion has been pushed back.
Wait a minute.
Until May.
All the folks between us, this is terrible. This is one of the worst catastrophes in the world. They always see this place.
I'm sorry. Somebody had to tell you. I'm sorry it had to be me. Man, my biggest challenge this morning will be deciding which one of the many options I have for my convoluted intro to Random Facts. That will be pretty easy. If you miss Fox at the top of the hour, replay it in about 30 minutes. What's our TV topic today?
Bringing back shows like MASH, or what shows would most people most like to see? Like Seinfeld, Friends, that kind of stuff.
At 11 minutes after 6, here is your local news. The William Tell Wake Up is next, and in our most electrifying story of the moment. I mean, literally.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. An Elmore County coronavirus patient was released from the hospital Wednesday morning and is doing well. That's according to the Elmore Community Hospital. The hospital says it's performed at least 50 coronavirus tests since opening its testing facility. Hyundai Motor Manufacturing in Montgomery has suspended production after one of its employees tested positive for the coronavirus. The company says it will be providing additional sanitation measures and plans to disinfect the entire facility. And Governor Kay Ivey announced that the primary runoff scheduled for March 31st has now been moved to July 14th. The governor says she's exercising her powers under the Emergency Management Act to reschedule the date due to the threat of the coronavirus. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Presenting 8 great reasons to rely on C-Square Performance Automotive. Reason 1, we do it all, from brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes and more. Reason 2, C-Square has all brands of tires. Reasons 3 through 6, great people like Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. Reason 7, free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. And Reason 8, trust. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
Let's face it, moving is stressful. Whether it's a business trying to minimize downtime, a family saying goodbye to their home, or maybe just arranging new furniture in their new home, that's where Admiral Movers comes in. Hi, I'm Whit Mitchell, Montgomery native and new owner of Admiral Movers. For over 30 years, the River Region has trusted Admiral Movers' experienced team members to move its homes and businesses. It's a responsibility we don't take lightly. So no matter what your next move is, make sure it's Admiral Movers. And don't forget to mention News Talk to save 10% on your next move.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's the William Tell Wake Up at 6:13.
Wake your butt up!
And now, Morgan Freeman's springtime memories.
March 24th, 1976. I was fishing in a lake when my reel started spinning wildly. After a few minutes, I finally snapped my line back, and a giant rainbow catfish with neon eyes and laser whiskers landed on my boat with a thud. He looked at me and said, "Mr. Freeman, I'll give you $1 million if you return me to the lake." But I didn't. Instead, I mounted him on my wall. And to this day, he serves as a reminder to never go fishing after I drop acid.
That was another of Morgan Freeman's springtime memories.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 334-245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
So always check the system to see if it sent the stuff you recorded. This happened, this was very electrifying for the professor teaching a class in Australia, okay. A law professor. They're going, you know, with the camera systems through live streaming a class.
Right, yeah.
On the topic of legal precedent, and she had to stop because she saw a student in her class giving a good time to another student. And she had to interrupt the lecture to prompt the students. So,
let's go a bit more into term... Oh, my God. Give me a minute, guys. I just want to bleach my eyes and my brain. I love you all, but give me one sec. We're gonna have to talk now.
Jesus.
If you'd like to spend time with your partner, I'm sure that there's an empty cinema around here still trying to make the movie Cats work. It's empty. Go for your life. And this is the second time I'm saying this in my career. No below the belt touching in my lecture theatre, please.
I sound really...
I love the line about the cats.
Yeah, because there's nobody
empty
in it.
Empty theatre.
There you go. So there's a moment of levity today as we continue to adjust to this new way of living. We started a new morning show this weekend.
Yeah?
Me, Rosie, Seth, Eddie Bader, we're going to do Saturday and Sundays, 6 to 8:30.
Really?
Yes.
You coming in live?
Yeah. Because I realized that yesterday, everything is right now so limited, and I'm up anyway on those days.
Yeah?
So Rosie and I were talking about it yesterday, went to the boss. You know, and whenever you make a new suggestion to upper-level manglement, you know, there's a system for that.
We must do something about this immediately! 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 Harumph! 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 Harumph!
Harumph! So come back in a couple of minutes, and I just eavesdropped and heard...
Oh, crap! Ah, damn it!
Ah, crap!
Ah, crap!
Ah, crap!
Ah, crap!
But eventually they approved.
Wow. I just don't know what to say.
No, it's just a 2.5 hours. We kind of decided as a group it would be something. But plus, if there's news, you know, we could pass it along. Take calls, have some fun with people. Remind our listeners of the sponsors that are still in business, trying to survive this thing. Places that will be open for business and that kind of stuff. So that's 6 to 8:30, Saturday and Sunday both.
I don't know what restaurants are still open, but I know a lot of them just threw in the towel. And
Baumhauer's still open for dining.
Oh, yeah?
We checked them out last night. And any business, you know, if you got something you want our listeners to know about, give us a holler. 272-9228. If I sound fatigued this morning, it's got nothing to do with... Because, like, yesterday, man, I was ready to explode out of my own skin. Too much angst, too much drama.
Right.
Too much up, down, this way, sideways, what's going on? And I can sit, you know, propped up in bed and get frustrated with it or channel it somewhere. So I'll be coming over to your house after the show so we can watch Midway.
Yeah, well, you know, we should do that soon.
You know, it's really spooky.
I'll have 1917 next week.
November, December, December, Jan, Feb, March. That was 4 months ago, your birthday, when we went to see the movie.
Oh, that's right. We did do that on the birthday.
Yeah, 4 months.
Oh, wait a minute. Did we see Midway on the birthday?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's right. I get 1917. That was in December. That was a month later. Yeah, I gotcha.
Yes.
Gotcha.
We will have our TV segment coming up in just a little bit. I need to brush up on that just a tad. And all kinds of other goodies. We had some production issues downstairs this morning. Jay will be joining us in a bit. He's trying to catch up. The system froze. Why not on the first day of spring? Yeah. It's warmer, right? Nice.
Is that what he's dealing with?
It's warm in here right now.
Can you...
It's that darn Joey. I'm going to have a talk with that boy.
Join.
I'm going to say, please leave the AC on so we don't get boiled alive in this place, especially when those TV lights come on. 621, one company, you know, a mobility crisis, never takes a holiday. And unfortunately, here in the River region and around the southeast United States, somebody finds themselves in traction in a hospital, following a surgery or a life-saving procedure, facing a long recovery at home. Job one when they return home is to make sure the house doesn't have a trap of sorts just by its natural design or layout that could make an injury worse. So Gulf States Mobility steps in to make sure the home is accessible, user-friendly. Sometimes ramps need to be installed. Whatever the situation requires, that's what they do. They have been a game changer for people who have been fighting mobility challenges with customized motorized equipment, vehicles that can be driven with voice command technologies. That is an absolute breakthrough. And they're there for you at 1647 Coosa River Parkway in Wetumpka. Always suggest, in just an appreciation of your own mobility, to go where you want to go, when you want to go there, please look them up and like them on Facebook. James Garrett and Tommy Johnson, a job well done. Gulf States Mobility, the pride of Wetumpka. It's time for our first traffic update at 6:22. Yeah, here's something I noticed this morning. And I got to go through this every couple of months with the intersection at Atlanta Highway and Taylor Road.
Yeah.
It's a trip-activated thing when traffic is lighter overnight.
Yeah, overnight, sure. It's waiting for a car.
Well, it's not now. I don't know why you guys keep flipping back and forth with that, but please... Come on, you know, reactivate the tripping mechanism.
You feel stupid 4 minutes sitting there on stop when there's not another car.
Every minute counts. We are going to, in the time of Rich's song of the day, you future broadcasters, make sure you have your notepad handy so you can find out how you too can be a great DJ.
Yeah.
6:22.
Traffic is brought to you by Weedman Lawn Care of Montgomery, where promises are kept, lawns are beautiful, and they're consistently recommended over their competitors. Go to weedmanusa.com for a free quote.
Good morning, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Don't have a lot to report other than things are moving nicely on I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery. A little bit of congestion on Highway 80 inbound to 65. We've also got a little congestion at Atlanta Highway at Federal Drive into downtown and on Northern Boulevard at Jackson Ferry. That's about it. Buckle up. Drive carefully. No accidents in this morning to tell you about. We will keep you updated as it gets busier. Scholarships are available at Trenum State Community College in welding, certified nursing assistant, truck driving, and more. Call Trenum State, 334-420-4344. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
If you've been injured through no fault of your own, you need a local attorney on your side. Call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway. Bum, 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 bum.
Mr. Sandman.
This is David with the multi-award-winning Mr. Sandman mattress, and no, we are not going out of business. Sneakers Tennis Shoe Store is, and when their sale is over around the 1st of May, I will remodel the building and expand Mr. Sandman into one large store. To make room for construction crews and to clean out over 60 discontinued models, I am slashing prices on warehouses full of really nice beds, headboards, and mattresses. Serta, Beautyrest, Jameson, Diamond, Sutherland, Restonic, and other great factories have made changes to their lineups, and as a stocking dealer, I must liquidate the old to bring in the new. Twins, Twin Extra Longs, Fulls, Queens, and Kings are discounted throughout these two Mr. Sandman locations. We have hybrids, memory foams, latex, and plain old mattresses. We also carry a wide selection of adjustable bases, always discounted. Mr. Sandman Mattress on the Atlanta Highway. In other news, time is running out to sign up for the Lehigh Class of 70 50th Reunion. We have to order name tags and other items, so don't miss out on a great reunion.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Our partnership with Blue Water Broadcasting has reached thousands of listeners in the River Region. People listen. People call. Now, there's mortgage savings for us all.
This is Rick Peters, managing partner of Blue Water Broadcasting. Seems that all anyone's talking about these days is coronavirus and its impact on all of us. Think about that. No one is immune, especially local business. Local business that needs your support to survive. They're your friends, your neighbors, your colleagues. By supporting them, you support all of us. It's more important than ever that we buy local and support local. We're all in this together. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks, supporting local business.
A highly placed politician talks about the Health and Wealth Show.
Nobody's ever seen anything like this.
The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weeknights at 6 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
You went away and left me cold, and I thought you'd never come back. But springtime's back and winter's finally over. Hey la, hey la, springtime's back. Put away my coat and roll over in the clover.
It is 6:28 with the timeline for the 19th of March, St. Joseph's Day of the Reds. Here's your host, Rich Thomas.
79th day of the year, 287 days remain on this, the first day of spring.
Oh!
It's National Let's Laugh Day. And boy, oh boy, if we ever needed to laugh, this is the time. We need to keep our sense of humor.
Maybe some psychotic laughter from being cooped up in the house all day.
That's why me and Rosie and Seth and Eddie Bader were doing a morning show Saturday and Sunday. 6 to 8:30, live.
National Chocolate Caramel Day. It's the Swallows' Return to San Juan Capistrano Day. And I think earlier this week on the 17th was the Buzzards returning to Hinckley, Ohio.
That's right.
That is true.
Isn't it? It's like a courthouse there that they go to, right?
It's amazing, and they do it like clockwork. 1918 on this day, Congress approves daylight saving time. 1931, Nevada legalizes gambling. 67 years ago in 53, the Academy Awards televised for the first time. Bob Hope was the host. The Greatest Show on Earth won Best Picture. 1962, on this day, Bob Dylan's debut album, which was entitled Bob Dylan, was released. In this date in 64, Sean Connery's first day of shooting on a movie called Goldfinger. Easy, man. All right. Now our song of the day. It's a song which became an absolute anthem with the GIs in Vietnam. The year is 1965, summertime. Lead singer Eric Burdon and the Animals, one of the most requested songs in Vietnam. We got to get out of this place.
In this dirty old part of the city, where the sun refused to shine, people tell me there ain't no use in trying.
Understand why that was such a big deal in Vietnam. Well, speaking of Armed Forces Radio Vietnam, Adrian Cronar signed on at 6 a.m. from a Saigon studio as the morning DJ for Armed Forces Radio, waking up the troops with the signature line that became the title for the movie Good Morning Vietnam. And this is what Armed Forces Radio sounded like that morning.
This is the American Forces Vietnam Network. Go! Vietnam.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Imagine that. Wearing out of every radio. And even on aircraft, they played it. They played it in the helicopters, and my brother would listen to it. And you know, it's amazing. Adrian died in 2018 in Pittsburgh at the age of 79. On this date in 74, Jefferson Airplane renamed their group. They became, trendy now, Jefferson Starship. 45 years ago in 75, Kiss released their album, Dressed to Kill, featuring I Wanna Party All Night and Rock and Roll All Night. Party all day, rock and roll all night. 28 years ago in 1992, Buckingham Palace announced Prince Andrew and Sarah Ferguson, the Duchess of York, were separating. On this date in 95, Michael Jordan made his first NBA comeback and rejoined the Bulls after leaving basketball for 1 year to become a mediocre Major League Baseball player. He played a little bit in Birmingham, too.
Yes, he did. Yeah. And he played briefly at the Major League level.
Yeah. 2003, war in Iraq begins. That's the U.S. along with the United Kingdom. Initiating that war. In the year 2012, on this day, Wendy's overtook Burger King as the second biggest burger joint in the U.S. McDonald's still has more locations than both of them combined. Edward Severin is 38 today. He's the guy who helped create Facebook. In fact, he was the money man for Mark Zuckerberg while they were in college, at least according to Social Network. A great movie, by the way. But don't worry about him. He's worth $8.4 billion, okay? Bruce Willis is 65 today. Harvey Weinstein is 68. Happy birthday, Harvey, in prison!
Okay, Mr. Potter.
Yeah.
Happy birthday to you in jail.
That's exactly what I was
saying. He's gone from Mr. Hollywood and that whole lavish lifestyle to a prison in Buffalo, New York.
Can you imagine that? And he's 68 today. Glenn Close is 73. Ruth Pointer of the Pointer Sisters is 74. Dead or alive, Sirhan Sirhan?
Alive.
He is alive. He's 76 today. Countdowns. Hard to come up with stuff to count down to because everything is up in the air.
Yeah.
But 24 days till Easter, they can't cancel that.
Nope.
67 days until Memorial Day weekend. SEC football, we hope, is 174 days away, and Christmas, 285 days. That's a timeline.
I think that's one of the things that we can safely assume. Football will probably be the one sport that gets to have a normal season.
I hope so.
And I think from what I heard yesterday, baseball is planning on being up and running by Memorial Day. That's still like forever and a day away, but
I know.
I think that's a safe estimate as well.
I hope so.
Even if they play in front of empty stadiums for a week or two just to get the season started. It is 6:34, and that was your timeline with Rich Thomas. Our TV segment coming up. Quick reminder, Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto is offering free pickup and delivery. So if you're at the house and you got to work from home and your car needs service, just call any of the three locations. You can look up Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto on Facebook, or I have it shared on my page. Just scroll down and find it. It's very easy. Call the location that is nearest you, and they will dispatch somebody to your home or office, pick up your car. And how convenient. While you're working or at home managing things, they will get it serviced, whatever it needs done. Again, three locations. Highway 14 behind the McDonald's. That's convenient to anybody in Prattville and Millbrook, so you're invited to call. The downtown location is still open, even though many offices are closed down there, at 408 Madison and on Bell Road, just north of Vaughan.
A service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated, Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
It's foggy in spots this morning. Look for a very warm March day. Welcome to spring, which begins later on tonight at 10:50 p.m. More clouds than sun today. Breezy by this afternoon. Dry, mild tonight, low 65. Tomorrow, high around 84. Risk of showers and thunderstorms Friday afternoon. But a better chance, I think, becoming likely Friday evening and Friday night, ending by Saturday morning, then cooler. I mean, quite a bit cooler when you consider we've been in the 80s. 72 the high on Saturday, only in the 60s on Sunday. More rain likely by, let's say, Sunday afternoon, Sunday night into Monday. The pollen count in the very high range through Saturday, but a little better on Sunday and Monday. Right now this morning, cloudy skies, calm winds. It's 65 at 6:37.
Look at the roads with Skipper. TV time coming up.
We are still looking pretty good this morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Little congestion on the Wetumpka Highway at the Northeast Boulevard intersection. Cars coming in from Wetumpka for the Northeast Boulevard, Congressman Dickinson and Federal Drive. Also on Highway 80 inbound and 31 inbound from Hope Hall, little congestion on the west side. Other than that, everybody's rolling along at the speed limit this morning. Interstates look good, and we have no accidents to report at this time. We'll keep you updated. Get ready for spring at Midtown Plaza. Shop Ross, Dress for Less, Office Depot, Dollar Tree, and more. Midtown Plaza and Street off I-85. Another great McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
If you've been injured in a wreck that wasn't your fault, call the Vance Law Firm right now for a free consultation.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
I know you've been busy this morning. Did you see this thing Janelle sent me, how they're trying to get people in Florida to wake up and pay attention?
The hurricane cone with a corona pointing straight at South Florida.
Yeah, there is a spring break issue in certain parts. They finally closed the beaches in South Florida. But up Panama City, you know.
The millennials, they're packed. I mean, they're acting like they're completely invincible.
Wait till you hear one of them speak later this morning. Here's your Fox News replay, and then we're back with TV time on CBS 8, ABC 32.
News. I'm Lillian Wu. Governments around the world rushing relief to try and blunt the damage from coronavirus lockdowns. President Trump signing Washington's first package into law after the Senate approved it. That includes free testing for COVID-19 and paid emergency leave.
Capitol Hill is bracing as Representatives Mario Diaz-Balart of Florida and Ben McAdams of Utah become the first two lawmakers to test positive. Now, one is a Republican, the other a Democrat, a stark reminder this deadly virus cares little who its victims are. Both are doing okay in self-quarantining.
Fox's Griff Jenkins. And disgraced Hollywood mogul Harvey Weinstein, serving a sentence for sex assault and rape, gets moved from Rikers Island in New York.
Weinstein, who turned 68 years old today, was taken to the Wendy Correctional Facility near Buffalo. It's a maximum security prison about 6 hours from Manhattan.
Fox's Sue Guzman. America's listening to Fox News.
Who's that? Do we have time to take a call? All right, we will be joining CBS 8. Do we have time to take this call?
I don't know who it is because I was trying to listen for the cue for the thing, and I know we're coming back. So
right,
I just
have a caller have a front row seat to the excitement that we'll be producing here in just a second.
It's going to be challenging, perhaps, to get 3 minutes out of this. We'll see. We're talking about reboots on TV shows, folks.
Because there's a bunch of them going on.
Yeah. They're all been put on hold for the time being.
This is true. Everything is on hold. The whole world's on hold. At least for the time being. At 6:40, we'll also find out in the Cheap and Trashy which actors use the most profanity in the movies. The most profane movie ever.
Damn.
Thanks, Fritz. I didn't even know he knew that word.
Starting your day the right way with Rising.
All right, at this point, it's hard to think of TV shows that haven't been brought back. MASH and ER top a survey of shows that should be brought back, followed by Friends is third. Not surprisingly, followed by Seinfeld and Parks and Rec. Of course, there's a lot to talk about with our friends over at News Talk 93.1. Throw us your wisdom, Greg Budell.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
We're going to talk about shows like MASH and maybe even as far back as the Honeymooners kind of concept, but they're going to be more exclusively to Gen Z and millennials because they're pretty much not familiar with that stuff. So you could recast those shows and without, you know, getting people who went through and watched those shows as they were in, you know, regular production. You could never recreate, you know, Alan Alda and MASH.
No, I was just going to say, he's what, 79 now? Yeah, no, he's in his, you know.
I think he's in his 80s.
Yeah. I mean, how could you watch that show, though, without that particular character and that particular actor? You know what I mean?
This is true. For us, that would be tough. But for somebody who, of course, I wonder sometimes if they even know what the Korean War is. But the whole concept of a MASH unit, maybe reinventing it for a different time cycle, that I think that could be done. But you would need the kind of great writing that show thrived on and a very cleverly cast program. Yeah. I had McLean Stevenson on my show once. I used to work in Miami. Right, I don't know if you knew
is
that.
This just coming out now?
This is just...
Break out the Werther's.
Somebody told me they're making a drinking game every time he says Miami.
Miami.
A 6:40 a.m. drinking game, huh?
There's probably a few of those going around right now.
Well, but anyway, when you were in Miami.
He, obviously, one of the great mistakes in TV history
was
he decided that he had had enough of MASH, so he left on his own to do a sitcom called Hello, Larry.
Right.
Which lasted 13 episodes.
Awful.
So things went a little bit south for him. He ended up being a spokesman for an airline that I don't even know exists anymore.
Yeah.
And he came into the studio. Here's the cool thing about what he did. He was the nicest guy. He was just so down to earth, so relaxed. A lot of fun. I said, hey, would you mind? My mother was a huge MASH fan. Can we call her? I used to be in Chicago. Is that a drinking game?
Another one?
So we got my mom on the phone and said, Mom, I got McLean Stevenson for Matt, and she freaks out.
Yeah.
But then they talk for like 10 minutes like they were neighbors over the backyard fence.
Yeah.
Cool memory, and I will never forget him.
Well, one of the great moments for that show, I know we're getting off a little bit off topic, but is when they killed off his character.
Yeah.
The actors didn't know until they were getting ready to shoot that scene. They passed out the script, and so the emotion you saw on the screen
was very genuine.
Real emotion.
I would like to think Friends, they're still young enough to come back, and I know they got that $1 million reunion plan. Do it now. Give us something to watch on TV that's new.
There was news about that this morning, right? About that?
Yeah, they delayed production. They're delaying production on everything. I don't know how long that's going to go on.
Yeah, but, you know, Friends would be good. You would still have a lot of people that still watch that.
Right.
On Parks and Recs, I don't think it's been gone long enough you need to be bringing it back. But, you know, one of the things on this list was the Golden Girls. You know, that's your Miami tie, Greg. So that was a great sitcom. Granted, Betty White's the only living member left.
Exactly.
But you could do some sort of remake on it, but I don't think it could ever top the original.
I agree. With the right cast, you could easily, without trying to, you know, replicate or duplicate the original, you could still use the concept of, you know, four crazy
or
singer
it
ladies.
It could be the three of y'all and me, and we could be the Golden Boys.
The Golden Boys.
I wouldn't want them to touch Seinfeld. I mean, that's almost too...
Don't think you could do it.
But West Wing could be redone.
I loved West Wing.
Because
I loved it.
Yeah, that was a great show.
Yeah.
And you could even use Martin Sheen when he's not in the drugstore getting angry about pharmaceutical prices. He could come back as a former president.
Right.
You know.
Oh yeah.
And some of the old people.
I
so
got you.
That's an idea. That
why is Law and Order on the list? Don't they have like 15 already? And they just didn't make it.
Oh, everything was still going on. Isn't it?
The original, which was when the show was best because it was gritty and reflective of New York. But there are a total of all the Law and Order franchises.
Yeah.
1,171 episodes. You can watch those during this.
Good. Wow. Through the virus.
Shutdown. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Well, there you go. We're wrapped.
I think we should be TV executives. That's what
all
I think.
All right. Well, there you go, Greg. Your next time you make a stint in Miami or Chicago,
Miami.
You wanted two more drinks, you can offer that. All right.
It's a Diet Coke. Here's to you.
News Talk 93.1. Be sure to tune in starting Monday through Friday at 6 a.m. Now, there's still more to come on Alabama News Rising.
That was
okay. I wish we were all together again, you know, the whole gang.
Hang on. I understand.
Well, it's temporary.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why we're doing this morning show on Saturday and Sunday. You think I would take that on a permanent basis?
No, I hope not.
But I got to channel some of that pent-up energy somewhere. 646, and it's Beth from Dublin, of all people.
Hi.
Yes. Good morning. We are practicing social distancing down here.
Well, that's a regular thing in Dublin, isn't it? I mean, it's
that's
kind of
right. That's
wide
right.
Open area.
Not many of us. Yeah, not many of us, but I do have to go in today. So we are off. I work for the state, so we're off till April 6th, but I have to go in for a little while today. So
now, when you say you're off, are you laid off? Are you getting paid? What's the deal?
No, we're getting paid, but we're just on standby. Like in our office, we're taking turns coming in and things like that. So we're just kind of, you know, working our own office. Each one's working their own office, so we're just kind of doing that, doing things at home. So it's a different world. I feel like I'm in a movie. I feel like I'm in World War Z.
We are.
I know it's a bad movie. I understand
it
what you're
is.
Saying. Yep.
Oh, it is. And of course, you know, we do have a Dollar General down here, so they're helping us out a lot.
Yeah.
So we don't have to go to town and get stuff. So
good.
So it's really great. But yeah, we're making the best of it. And I'm watching a lot of Disney movies and a lot of Turner Classic movies.
Right.
And so I'm catching up, so watching a lot of shows, so and taking advantage of all of it.
Well, it's great to hear your cheery voice, and
thank you. We're going to make it. We're going to make it through this.
Oh, I believe that. I believe that. And I'm still in the camp that says sooner than later for all of this chaos.
I hope so.
That's right. I'm hoping that our numbers stay down and don't keep going up. So hopefully people will, you know, adhere to the, you know, stay in, do what you're supposed to do, and hopefully I will keep, you know, this will get on out. So.
Well, it's great to hear from you, Beth. You take care.
Great to hear y'all. Y'all stay safe.
Good morning, Dublin.
Did you hear that in Hunan province in China, no reported new cases?
2 days in a row.
Yeah.
And we got ahead of the curve before they did. That's why I'm thinking.
I hope.
Other than this, let me play this spring breaker for you. You got to hear this. That is if it made it upstairs. I'm not too sure that it did. Some did, some didn't. Spring break. Nope. I have to play it from here.
Oh.
Yeah, that's another thing. Some of the stuff came up this morning. Some of it didn't, Jay. That means, you know.
I saw it.
And there's another aspect to this thing. All right, here we go. Spring breakers in Miami.
If I get corona, I get corona. At the end of the day, I'm not going to let it stop me from partying. You know, I've been waiting. We've been waiting for my Miami spring break for a while. About 2 months we've had the strip playing. 2-3 months. So we're just not having a good time. Whatever happens, happens. With the bars being closed, you know, we'll find alternatives. Unfortunately, it does suck.
Like, it's really messing up with my spring break.
This virus ain't that serious. It's serious. It's more serious things out there like hunger and poverty, and we need to address that.
Jeez. So you got three morons and a social justice warrior all on the same beach. Nice to know.
They got corona breath, too.
649, which actor used the most profanity in movies? Well, there's not much else to talk about from the cheap and trashy, but that is next.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Saving usually means lowering your expectations, settling for less. But no one ever got less and thought, good for me. Now you can save on all your favorite stuff without giving anything up. Surf, swipe, and stream as much as you want with WOW Internet for only $34.99 a month. With our 2-year price lock guarantee, these are savings you can count on. And when you sign up today at WOWWay.com, get a $100 Visa prepaid reward card.
Wow.
Offer for new customers with a 2-year agreement. Auto pay and paperless billing. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra subject to change. Restrictions apply.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Love spring.
Love spring. Yeah, yeah.
Got a name.
Love spring. Yeah, yeah.
Love spring.
Love spring. Yeah, yeah.
Frolic game.
Love spring. Yeah, yeah.
Got a name.
Love spring. Yeah, yeah.
Love spring.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
And yes, we love spring. So let's move on with the cheap and trashy on News Talk 93.1 of MWACV at 6:52. All right, which movie, and it's of recent vintage,
okay,
do you think contained the most profanity?
Which movie?
Which movie?
Of recent vintage.
Wasn't it...
fairly recent.
Wasn't it Adam... Wasn't there an Adam Sandler movie that we were making a big deal out of?
Uncut Gems?
Yeah.
Very good. That was number two on the list.
Okay.
295 of those words that we had to... You know, we couldn't play on the
right
radio.
The Irishman?
The Irishman was... It's certainly got to be on that list, right?
Of recent vintage?
Irishman did not make it.
Okay.
Didn't make the top 10.
I don't know if they counted that as if it was released in theaters, but I don't know if they counted it.
Let's do an exciting countdown on these, okay?
Watch it.
Sure.
Number five. Here's a surprise. Ordell featuring Samuel L. Jackson.
I have no idea what that is.
I don't either, but I'm sure he said mother at least 5,000 times.
Yep.
Jay, the character in Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back.
Jesus, they even counted that. Okay.
Yeah. 268. Remember in that one?
Mm-hmm.
Joe Pesci in Casino.
Yeah, with Joe Pesci in anything, really.
Yeah.
Joe Pesci on Sesame Street.
288. We mentioned number two, which was Adam Sandler in Uncut Gems.
Right.
And our final countdown.
Number one.
Leonardo decapitated in The Wolf of Wall Street.
Oh, God, yes.
332.
I forgot about that. He did have a potty mouth.
They ran that on one of the channels that does not broadcast the actual words.
Uh-huh.
And they were using things like bull feathers and
they were dubbing in stuff.
Like I said, with so much shut down, we're desperate for stuff to talk about here. But there was a bit of a controversy. A guy tweeted out he wanted a tell-all book about the making of Cats, which won the Razzie for the worst movie of the year.
Mm-hmm.
He said that a friend of his did visual effects for Cats, and one of his jobs was to remove all the buttholes that had been digitally added to the characters.
I heard about that. Which means there's a butthole cut of the film somewhere.
That's right. And now social media, whoever that is, demanding at least the butthole cut.
We want to see the butthole cut.
Maybe that's what they need to do to save the movie. It's a disaster, you know, economically. if the coronavirus hadn't caused enough trouble for the president, now Rosie O'Donnell's coming back with a one-time event. Nobody's going to carry it. You'll have to watch it on YouTube. And it's to, I guess, help Broadway actors. So we'll give her credit for trying to help people that are out of work right now as Broadway is shut down. Amazon has stopped temporarily, anyway, selling new CDs and vinyl. They're prioritizing household staples, medical supplies, other high-demand products. If it's something that's already in their inventory, you can order it. But new stuff will have to wait. Last year, the United States consumed more music in a year in 12 years.
Consume more than like on
downloads and that stuff kind like of thing. That. Yeah, so there you go. It's 6:56. Yeah, that was kind of a short edition. He is one of the greatest realtors I've ever met, Mr. Nonstop, Mr. 24/7. We're talking about Eddie Bader from the Goodson Group. He's going to be helping us out on our Saturday and Sunday morning shows that start this weekend, 6 to 8:30. But while he's here, he can talk about, he's got some great listings, and one of the nicest, and I swear if I'd managed my money better, I'd build a studio in Papa John's place and work from home there, because it is in the country, it's beautiful, it's pastoral, and it's big enough to have a little farm going on at the same time, just an incredible house. What Eddie does best, I call him the Yenta. I mean, some people have to move. Not everything is shut down. Some people need to find a place, buy or rent. Eddie is your guy. He is the perfect matchmaker. You let him know what your criterion for a home is. He'll show you what's available in the River Region, wherever it is that you choose to live. Same sense, if you're putting your house on the market, Eddie's the guy you want on top of it, because he is just... The word relentless comes to mind, because he just never stops working. He feeds. He gets busier, and the more he's got to work on, the better he is. But he's gotten some great deals done for our listeners, so when you're ready to buy or sell or rent, because Goodson Group manages properties like they do for me, 322-0662. You're better with Bader. 322-0662. Eddie Bader, Realtor, Goodson Group. You can... find him on Facebook. It is 6:58. Fox News coming up. Yes, there will be random facts. Yes, there will be two convoluted intros. And yes, there will be a $10 gift certificate to Food Outlet with our pop quiz question.
Traffic brought to you by United Heating, Air, and Plumbing. United Heating, Air, and Plumbing can now also take care of all of your electrical maintenance or add-ons. Call United Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electricity today. United for your comfort.
Good morning. This
this is Montgomery Skywatch traffic, and we are looking good all over the city right now. I-65 and 85 rolling along at the speed limit. Little congestion on the East South Boulevard at Highway 331 overpass Baptist to Troy Highway. Got a little inbound traffic on the 231 from Wetumpka that is putting cars out on the Northeast Boulevard and Congressman Dickinson. No accidents in us to pass along to you at this time. Smile, buckle up, and have a great Thursday. At Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter, you can avoid the crowds. Tell them what you want, and they'll bring the vehicle to you for your own private test drive. Call Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. They'll do the rest. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Been in a wreck? Can't afford to go see a doctor? Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Hello, Central Alabama. This is Al Crosby, president of Crosby Electric, encouraging you to be